This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. The parasha starts off with the laws of Parah Aduma. Zois Chukas HaTorah. Parah Aduma is a chayk, as Rashi says, Gezeirahi Milifonai Ve'ein Lecha Rishus Laharer Acharel. It's a decree from me, and you do not have permission to question it. Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all people, wanted to understand the full reasoning behind the Parah Aduma, but it was hidden from him, as the Pasuk says in Keheles, Omarti Ech Komo, I thought I was wise, and I would understand Parah Aduma. V'hi rechoka mimeni, but it was distant from me, the understanding of Parah Aduma. But Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu did understand the inner meaning of Parah Aduma. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis explains the pasuk in Keheles, Bikesh Keheles Limsoi Divrei Chefetz. Shlomo HaMelech was called Keheles, so Bikesh Keheles, Shlomo sought Limsoi Divrei Chefetz to find words of delight. He wanted to be like Moshe to understand the Parah Aduma. But the pasuk continues, V'chosov Yosher Divrei Emes. What is written in Sefer HaYosher, Sefer Dvorim, is called Sefer HaYosher. V'chos of Yosher, Divrei Emes. What is said in Sefer Dvorim is Divrei Emes. Because there it says, V'leikam Navi oi b'Yisrael k'Moshe. There will never be someone like Moshe again. So only Moshe can understand Parah Aduma, and not Shlomo HaMelech. The Chidah explains the Pasuk, V'chos of Yosher, Divrei Emes, in a different way. He says, why did Shlomo think he would be able to understand Parah Aduma? It's because his name is hinted to in the parsha of Parah Aduma. The pasuk says in Perek Yutes, pasuk Yud Zayin, "V'lokach la tome me afar serefas achatos," and you will take for the tome mace from the ashes of the burnt Parah Aduma and sprinkle it on the tome mace. The Rashi Teves of the words "la tome me afar serefas achatos" are lamed mem shin he, which spells Shlomo in a jumbled order. That's why Bikesh Kohelas Limsoi Divrei Chefetz. That's why Shlomo thought he could understand the Parah Aduma. But the pasuk ends off, V'chosov Yosher Divrei Emes. Because although La Tomei, Mei Afar, Serefas Achatos, spells Shlomo out of order, but if you read the letters straight, the Rosh Hashanah of La Tomei, Mei Afar, Serefas Achatos, spells Limoshe, which means only Moshe could understand the Parah Aduma. That's why the pasuk in Keheles ends, V'chosov Yosher Divrei Emes. It's Divrei Emes, to read it Yosher, read it straight, spelling Limoshe and not Shlomo. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that at the end of the Parsha, we find that Klal Yisrael waged war against Sichon and Og. After defeating Sichon, Hashem tells Moshe, Al tira oisai, do not fear Og, ki v'yadcho nosati oisai ves kol amoi, because in your hands I have given Og and his whole nation. And you will destroy Og the same way you destroyed Sichon. Rashi tells us that the reason why Moshe feared Og was because Og had a schus. And that schus was that Og told Avram that Avram's nephew Lot was captured in Parshas Lech Lecha. As the Pasuk says, Vayovoi ha-polit, vayageid la-Avram ha-Ivri. The polit, Og, who escaped from the war against Amraphel, told Avram that Lot was captured. And that was the schus. But we must understand what type of schus is that. Og did not have good intentions when revealing this to Avram. He intended that Avram would fight to get Lot back, and then Avram would be killed, and Og would be able to marry Sarai. So why is it considered a schus? The Asakenim answers, Kivon dehatsoa bo'o al yodoi hoyo loy liyore. Since a hatsoa came through Og, Moshe still had what to worry about. Even if the intention behind it was not good, since a positive outcome ultimately came through Og, it is still considered a schus at the end. And so we find in the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which says, in the schus of the 42 karbonos that Balak brought to Hashem, he was zeiche to have Rus as one of his descendants. Even though Balak brought the karbonos in order to curse Klal Yisrael, still it is considered a schus, because of the act alone of bringing Karbonis to Hashem, even if it was for the wrong intentions. So too, Og being the cause that Lot was saved, even though it was for the wrong reasons, That was enough of a schus to have Moshe fear him. And Das HaKenim ends off with an interesting question. If Oig escaped from the Mabul, as one man, the Omer Mesech Nida, says that he was called the Polit, the refugee, because he escaped the Mabul, and the Gemara Nida says that Sichon and Oig were brothers, that means that Sichon also escaped the Mabul. Now, we have a remez that Oig escaped the Mabul from the Pasuk in Parashas Noyach, Vayishoer Ach Noyach, and only Noyach and those who were with him in the Teva remained alive and were saved from the Mabul. The Das HaKenim says that the gematria of Ach Noyach is 79, which is the same gematria as Oig. So when the Pasuk says Vayishoer Ach Noyach, Vayishoer, and it remained Ach Noyach, Oig also remained from the Mabul. So we see a remez that Oig was saved. However, where do we find a remez that Sichon lived through the Mabul? Says the Das HaKenim that Oig was born before the Mabul, and Oig's mother was pregnant with Sichon at the time of the Mabul. And Oig's mother married one of the Bnei Noyach, and she was one of the eight that entered in the Teva. Noyach, Shem, Chom, Yofes, and their wives. And Oig's mother was one of the wives. And Sichon was born in the Teva. So that's how Sichon was still around after the Mabul and waged war against Klal Yisrael many years later.